So there must be an objectivity in managing people, because if you let your emotions get connected to that, you'd have difficulty managing them. In other words, you can be friendly, but not necessarily so friends that you can't say, this is the game. You have to be able to take command. And so when you're managing people, if you get too close and buddy-buddy, and you get too close to them, then if they do something and you can't confront them and give them the drawbacks, you will not get respected. Respect means that you have the ability to bring both praise or reprimand, whatever is needed, to keep them equilibrated. And if you're afraid to hurt their feelings or afraid you'll lose them, you are now at a level of incompetency because you're resenting them or you're infatuated with them and they run you. So beware when you're building an organization to maintain higher authority and objectivity, and don't get too friendly or too close to people where you can't share the vision and keep them in command. How many of you have broken this and found out this the hard way? Put your hand up if you know what I'm talking about, managing people. Gotten too close. So my advice, don't ever hire anybody you can't fire. Don't ever hire anybody you can't fire. I had a situation with a worldwide web institute in Florida. You may have heard of this on the NASDAQ. It was on the NASDAQ. WWWA it's called now, but it was WWI. And I was working with this company, and they had the most productive person in the company was a woman. She was the most powerful producer, and she was like major in the company. And he, the owner, the CEO, the visionary, who came to my breakthrough program, hired me to do consulting for him. And he said, I have the first problem I need you to help me solve is I've got the most important person in my company who's got a secret love affair going on with a person I want to fire, who's the least productive. How many of you understand this? The most productive person that I'm infatuated with, I don't want to lose, having a love affair with a person I'm about to fire who is the most unproductive. If I fire him and I make her angry, I'm afraid she will not be as productive or she'll leave. But if I don't get rid of him, I'm having an unproductive person I'm paying an overhead. What I did is he had her on a pedestal and he had him in a pit. So when you do that, you have emotions about things. You're at a level of incompetency and you can't manage. So what I asked him, what are the benefits of this person and what are the drawbacks of this person? As strange as that may sound, what are the drawbacks of her and what are the benefits of him? The second he had those equilibrated and I asked him where he has done the same thing as he sees this person that's unproductive in his life, because people below you reflect what you're doing inside. And whenever you want to try to manage people, you've got to first look at yourself and see where you're doing what you think they're doing that you're not liking. Once you can see where you're doing it, and you can see the benefits of it, and you can then redirect yourself, it's easy to manage other people. So when he found out the benefits of this person, and he found out the drawbacks of this person, he took the emotional charge out of it, his reaction out. He put his mind back in and his heart back in. And then he communicated to this person and said, it seems to me that some of the productivity stats are dropping. I have a question. Are you really fulfilled in the company? Are there things you'd rather be doing? He just asked questions to this person. They opened up a dialogue. They found out he really was interested in doing something else with his life. He helped the person make the transition to go do it. The woman was appreciative of him, of helping the man she was now having a love affair with, to help him in his life, and they made the transition for him to go on to another company, and this woman was actually pleased, and he was not afraid of losing her. He was now able to be objective and be open and honest with what was going on in his company. Now, this is why it's essential to keep a balanced perspective on every employee. Every employee that you manage, you must keep a balanced perspective on it. Don't get it too elated or too depressed about people. Because remember, your organization is built out of functions, not just individuals. Believe it or not, they are replaceable.